This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Apple and Amazon have both suspended the social media network Parler from their respective app store and web hosting service, saying the social networking service, popular with many far-right-wing users, has not taken adequate measures to prevent the spread of posts inciting violence. The action by Apple and Amazon follows a similar move by Google on Friday. Parler is favored by many supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump, who was permanently suspended from Twitter on Friday. It's seen as a haven for people who've been expelled from Twitter. Parler Chief Executive John Metz has lashed out at Amazon, Google, and Apple, saying it was a coordinated effort, knowing Parler's options would be limited and it would inflict the most damage right as Trump was banned from other social media platforms. In a post on Parler, Metz said, quote, "There is the possibility Parler will be unavailable on Internet for up to a week as we rebuild from scratch." He added, "This was a coordinated attack by the tech giants to kill competition in the marketplace." That's the end of the quote. Parler started in 2018 and was initially a home for the extreme right, but it now attracts a more traditional conservative voices, including Republican lawmakers. Metz has said the platform has many options for moving ahead. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the White House pushed the top federal prosecutor in Atlanta to resign before Georgia's U.S. Senate runoff because President Donald Trump was unhappy that he wasn't doing enough to investigate Trump's unfounded claims of election fraud. Justice Department on Tuesday tapped a new federal prosecutor to lead the Atlanta office. This is VOA News. A new poll from Reuters and Ipsos indicates some 57% of Americans want U.S. President Donald Trump to be immediately removed from office. This comes right after he encouraged a protest this week that escalated into a deadly riot inside the U.S. Capitol. Most of the respondents backing Trump's removal were Democrats. Republicans polled were much more supportive of Trump serving out the final days of his term, which ends on January 20th. The National Public Opinion Survey was conducted Thursday and Friday. It also showed 7 out of 10 of those who voted for Trump in November opposed the action of the rioters who broke into the Capitol on Wednesday while lawmakers were meeting to certify the election victory of Democrat Joe Biden. Pope Francis and Britain's Queen Elizabeth have become the latest high-profile figures to join the global vaccination campaign against the coronavirus. More than 1.9 million people worldwide have now died from the virus. New variants have added to the soaring number of cases and prompted the reintroduction of restrictions on movements across the globe. Meanwhile, some countries have already begun mass inoculation campaigns. Pope Francis urged people to get the vaccination, calling the opposition to the shot, quote, "suicidal denial." He said he would get inoculated against the virus himself next week when the Vatican begins its vaccination campaign. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip, received their COVID-19 vaccinations on Saturday. This was according to Buckingham Palace. It was a rare public comment on the private health matters of the 94-year-old monarch and her 99-year-old husband. Countries across the globe are following suit, starting up massive vaccination campaigns with several coronavirus shots approved so far. Indonesian officials say at least 11 people are dead and 18 others injured in back-to-back landslides in West Java on Saturday night. An official with Indonesia's National Agency for Disaster Management said the first landslide was due to heavy rain and unstable soil conditions, while the second one was triggered by search and rescue personnel evacuating people from the first landslide area. Search and rescue personnel were among the victims of that second landslide. The search and rescue effort will resume on Sunday, despite predictions of further foul weather. More heavy rain is predicted, along with lightning and strong winds. January and February are the peak of Indonesia's rainy season. For more on this and other stories, you can visit our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.